Hey guys, podcast from Covenant Day School. I'm Jacob Wimberly, the host, with alongside Jack Poplin and Bennett Regg. Today we're going to be going over the picks from the first round in the NFL draft.
Let's get to the start. Jacob, what do you think about Kyler Murray being drafted first?
You know, he was a bit of a question whether he's going to go with baseball or football, but I feel like he is a good pick for the Cardinals, who aren't happy with their quarterback that they picked last year.
Though this will cause some controversy in the starting lineup for the Cardinals now with Josh Rosen, two new quarterbacks, and Young. We'll see what happens this year. Who's going to be the starter? Who's going
to
be the backup?
I agree with Bennett. To take two quarterbacks and two first round, the first 10 picks is pretty risky, but I think they might be onto something here.
I also feel like they may end up trading their other quarterback. I don't know his name. Josh Rosen.
That's true.
I feel like they may end up trading him because I don't know that much quarterbacks on the roster may get dirty in there.
There's a lot of people right now in the league who just need one guy, one quarterback who can lead the offense into a lot of good things. Tampa Bay would be really good. There's a lot of new teams that are going to need quarterbacks that are going to have to get them far.
And on the second pick, Jack, how do you feel about Nick Bosa going to the San Francisco
49ers? I think Nick Bosa was my favorite pick in the draft. I think he's going to be a great player, and just like his brothers, he's going to follow with them. So I think he's going to be a great player. That was a great pick for the 49ers.
You know, I feel like the 49ers might have gone with some offensive power, as they're really lacking that, but a defensive star would be good.
With Nick Bosa still on the board, you just have to take him with everything he brought to Ohio State.
Another question about Nick Bosa. How do you feel about him being deemed as injury-prone by some?
Last year, I thought he missed the bowl game because he didn't want to get hurt and risk getting messing his draft up. But I think he'll be okay. Just keep getting to practice, keep getting the training, and I think he'll be
also, it's good for the Cardinals now with the young star Jimmy Garoppolo. Like you said, although they don't have a lot of offensive power, I feel like they're going to be able to build around that offense easier with him. So making sure your defense good once you get Jimmy Garoppolo going is going to be big for them.
And with the third pick, Quinnen Williams. Bennett, how do you feel about the defensive tackle from Alabama going third?
Pretty good. I feel like he's going to be strong for the Jets. Trading away Sheldon Richardson last year was one of their key guys on the starting four, and we're going to see how they do now with Sam Darnold and Le'Veon Bell.
Quinnen Williams watched him all last year. He's a great player. He can get to the quarterback, and I think he's going to bring a great. I think he's going to bring a great defense to the Jets to make up for their defensive line in the trading.
And with the fourth pick, Cleland Farrell from Clemson, the defensive end, was actually a controversial pick to most. How do you feel about the Oakland Raiders selecting him, Jack?
He's a great player, but I think that might have been a little bit of a reach. He was not, you know, he was projecting to not be in the fourth pick, but I think that actually might be a smart pick for the Raiders. He can bring a lot to the team.
And for me, I also thought he wasn't a top four pick. He was maybe a top 10 talent. But the Oakland Raiders taking a chance with him. Hopefully, he'll come through for him. And the Tampa Bay taking Devin White from LSU. This one caused a lot of controversy, too, as he's a good player, but you would have thought Tampa would have taken some offensive power there.
That's true. Now, with Ryan Fitzpatrick, although he had a great season last year, he's usually good only the first couple games, and he is starting to age more, so I feel like they would have needed some big offensive power.
And with Mike Evans getting old, they're also lacking some wide receivers. They may try and go with that later in the second round.
Devin White was a good pick. The thing that made me a little was they already had a great offensive line, and they already had good linebackers. So that was a little. I would agree with Bennett going with maybe like running back or wide receiver to help Mike Evans, but they picked Devin White.
Now let's talk about the huge, huge pick in the first round. Daniel Jones, the guy who was a zero-star recruit coming out of high school, now going sixth in the NFL draft. What are you guys' thoughts?
I think that was probably the biggest reach to draft. I don't know who would be better, who'd be a better player, him or Dwayne Haskins, but I don't think either of those two quarterbacks should be drafting the top 10.
He was just not playing that good in this college. I'm very surprised they went with him. Maybe he could have picked later, but that earlier pick for that guy who really had almost not a lot of potential.
That is, there were some great players rejected after Daniel Jones, and the Giants had the 17th pick, and there might have been a chance they could have still had Jones in the 17th.
Looks like someone messed up on the phones there.
Am I right?
With the 7th pick.
We need something for
it. With the 7th pick, Josh Allen from Kentucky, the outside line. Hey guys, podcast from Covenant Day School. I'm Jacob Wimberly, the host, with alongside Jack Poplin and Bennett Regg. Today we're going to be going over the picks from the first round in the NFL draft.
Let's get to the start. Jacob, what do you think about Kyler Murray being drafted first?
You know, he was a bit of a question whether he's going to go with baseball or football, but I feel like he's a good pick for the Cardinals, who aren't happy with their quarterback that they picked last year.
Though this will cause some controversy in the starting lineup for the Cardinals now with Josh Rosen, two new quarterbacks, and Young. We'll see what happens this year. Who's going to be the starter? Who's going
to
be the backup?
I agree with Bennett. To take two quarterbacks and two first round, the first 10 picks is pretty risky, but I think they might be onto something here.
I also feel like they may end up trading their other quarterback. I don't know his name. Josh Rosen.
That's true.
I feel like they may end up trading him because I don't know that much quarterbacks on the roster may get dirty in there.
There's a lot of people right now in the league who just need one guy, one quarterback who can lead the offense into a lot of good things. Tampa Bay would be really good. There's a lot of new teams that are going to need quarterbacks that are going to have to get them far.
And on the second pick, Jack, how do you feel about Nick Bosa going to the San Francisco
49ers? I think Nick Bosa was my favorite pick in the draft. I think he's going to be a great player, and just like his brothers, he's going to follow with them. So I think he's going to be a great player. That was a great pick for the 49ers.
You know, I feel like the 49ers might have gone with some offensive power, as they're really lacking that, but a defensive star would be good.
With Nick Bosa still on the board, you just have to take him with everything he brought to Ohio State.
Another question about Nick Bosa. How do you feel about him being deemed as injury-prone by some?
Last year, I thought he missed the bowl game because he didn't want to get hurt and risk messing his draft up. But I think he'll be okay. Just keep getting to practice, keep getting the training, and I think he'll be
also, it's good for the Cardinals now with the young star Jimmy Garoppolo. Like you said, although they don't have a lot of offensive power, I feel like they're going to be able to build around that offense easier with him. So making sure your defense good once you get Jimmy Garoppolo going is going to be big for them.
And with the third pick, Quinnen Williams, Bennett, how do you feel about the defensive tackle from Alabama going third?
Pretty good. I feel like he's going to be strong for the Jets. Trading away Sheldon Richardson last year was one of their key guys on the starting four, and we're going to see how they do now with Sam Darnold and Le'Veon Bell.
Quinnen Williams watched him all last year. He's a great player. He can get to the quarterback, and I think he's going to bring a great defense to the Jets to make up for their defensive line in the trading.
And with the fourth pick, Cleland Farrell from Clemson, the defensive end, was actually a controversial pick to most. How do you feel about the Oakland Raiders selecting him, Jack?
He's a great player, but I think that might have been a little bit of a reach. He was not, you know, he was projecting to not be the fourth pick, but I think that actually might be a smart pick for the Raiders. He can bring a lot to the team.
And for me, I also thought he wasn't a top four pick. He was maybe a top 10 talent. But the Oakland Raiders taking a chance with him. Hopefully, he'll come through for them. And the Tampa Bay taking Devin White from LSU. This one caused a lot of controversy, too, as he's a good player, but you would have thought Tampa would have taken some offensive power there.
That's true. Now, with Ryan Fitzpatrick, although he had a great season last year, he's just really good only the first couple games, and he is starting to age more, so I feel like they would have needed some big offensive power.
And with Mike Evans getting old, they're also lacking some wide receivers. They may try and go with that later in the second round.
Devin White was a good pick. The thing that made me a little was they already had a great offensive line, and they already had good linebackers. So that was a little. I would agree with Bennett going with maybe like running back or wide receiver to help Mike Evans, but they picked Devin White.
Now let's talk about the huge pick in the first round. Daniel Jones, the guy who was a zero-star recruit coming out of high school, now going sixth in the NFL draft. What are you guys' thoughts?
I think that was probably the biggest reach to draft. I don't know who'd be a better player, him or Dwayne Haskins, but I don't think either of those two quarterbacks should be drafting the top 10.
Just not playing that good in this college. I'm very surprised they went with him. Maybe he could have picked later, but that earlier pick for that guy who really had almost not a lot of potential.
Another thing with that is there were some great players rejected after Daniel Jones, and the Giants had the 17th pick, and there might have been a chance they could have still had Jones in the 17th.
So yeah. Looks like someone messed up on the phones there.
Am I right?
With the 7th pick.
See, we need something for it.
With the 7th pick, Josh Allen from Kentucky, the outside line.